4 TFW. How are you doing this evening, Tom?
In there. Trying to get away from KN4 VWA's house and get back to mine so I can go run some more errands.
It's not over yet.
Somebody that's out of town called me and said he got a delivery of his daughter's textbook today, and I need to go make sure that they didn't drop it off where it's going to get in the rain at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, you talked me into signing up for that extra class.
I saw the roster when he put it out this morning, and I just glanced over it looking for a couple of names, and I had to get on KN4 or VWA because his name wasn't on there, and I went, you know, we need one more person or it's going to get canceled. And I called him, and he said, I sent him the email this morning. And about that time, I got an email back from Gary saying, yep, we got a full class.
Email this morning canceling the beginning Morse code, so I guess I have to learn that one on my own, but the family got me a couple of CDs, and I got the classes on YouTube, so that should help.
I need to work on mine. I need to start sending it back and forth, and I've been trying to find somebody, but everybody I know that I could work with are so far in front of me, it wouldn't be worth their time. Yeah, it's one of those things that you kind of want to try to learn with somebody.
Yeah, give me a little bit of time and I might can catch up. But just into them first couple of letters right now.
I know I'm pretty good with all of my letters except for there might be three or four of them I get confused on. My problem is I'm dyslexic and I'm not at the point where I can hear it and automatically know what the letter is. I hear it, and then I try to get through my head and translate it, and you do that mess, and you're already behind. But you try to do that mess when you're dyslexic, and it gets really, really behind.
Here, I can't hear it and know what it is. I have to think about it for a second, and that's just a split second too long.
Well, if I can help you in any way, yell at me. Like I said, I'm trying to get through it too, so it might be beneficial to both of us.
Yeah, right now I'm just trying to get an HF antenna up. I made my first contact over the weekend on HF, and that, so that was good, but something's just not right with this mystery antenna, but their wireman's going to swap it out for me on Wednesday.
Well, good deal, and congratulations on your contact. Whereabouts is your QTH, just area-wise?
By the Lowe's and Greer, Ingalls and Greer, right out there off of 290.
Well, that might be a little close. Well, we'll have to try it sometime. Nothing else. We'll get either on VHF and where we can have some voice, or on the phone, either one, and see if we can't connect via one of the bands anyway. And we can practice CW that way.
You got me a practice gear, but you just undo a couple of wires and hook some other wires onto it, and it should work fine.
Well, I've got mine set up. I haven't used it on the radio because I'm not good enough to use it on the radio, but I'm not going to get any better unless I start trying to use it on the radio.
I feel your pain there. I was watching last year's first class and trying to keep up, and sometimes I could, but boy, if I ever stumbled, it was all downhill after that KN4 TFW Friday.
Gary, go ahead there, son. KZ4M Mobile.
Hello, the other gentleman. I don't know your name, but you don't have to say for ID when you give your call. Your call is your ID. And Tom, what's a QTH?
Don't be nitpicking me there, Gary.
Somebody, I don't know why you want to use Q signals on VHF, FM. You know, we talk normal on here. I just pick at everybody when they do that because the Q signals are set up for CW ops anyway. But it just kind of went over to phone and everybody does it now, but I have to speak with people about it every once in a while. What have y'all been up to today? KI4DOS mobile.
Floor and a couple other things. And, you know, I did that on the chance that you might be listening. I very seldom ever will use a Q code. But I remember, what was it, 3 months ago, you were on a tear during testing, and you were fussing about somebody. And I went, you know what, I'm going to start using them more often just to irritate Gary.
4ZWA. Now, boys, let's be nice. Play nice on the radio now.
Everybody, one at a time.
Hey, nice. I just have to pick and aggravate and irritate a little bit every once in a while. A lot of people give their call sign out and say for ID. Well, that is your ID. You don't have to say that. And, other little nitpicky things. But, if we don't kind of police our own with the new ones, they won't know what's right and what's wrong. And, that's just the way it is. Steve, did you get your tower base ready to go up?
Sure did, and getting it all set and ready to go here. I'm going to send you a couple of pictures here in a minute. But, you know, as far as this other business, as long as we don't drop off into CV land, it's okay.
Got a good one. I am destinating. I'll say 73, excuse me. Y'all have a good evening now. KZ4M Mobile. Tom, got to talk to you a little bit. And, Tom, as long as you don't start using 10 codes, I'll be all right with you. But, you start using that, I'm going to come down on your heart. We'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. Steve, I'll be looking for those pictures.
KM4UBG.
Question.
Go ahead with your question.
A technical question for you. N4W4NGU, you know who that is. It's got a little issue with the SWR on this new antenna he's putting up. It's just off the scale. And I told him to take an ohm or impedance reading across the PL259 contact. And he says it's reading wide open. Shouldn't it read 50 ohms?
50 ohms, there are very, very, very few 50-ohm antennas out there. Most of them will read either high or low or whatever, but they will not read 50 ohms. A lot of folks think that they're using 50-ohm coax and this, that, and the other. Well, the coax is only 50 ohms if it's terminated in its characteristic impedance. To be real technical on that. But now if his SWR is way off, he's the antenna, I don't know what kind of antenna it is. If it's tell me what kind of antenna it is to start with there, Steve.
Cut vertical with ground radials.
That it's too long or too short for his the frequency he's wanting to cover. I've got a loop antenna up, and if you measure it without the antenna tuner in there, the antenna is actually a little bit long. I need to shorten it to get it resonant where I want it. But I use my antenna tuner, and it fools the radio into thinking it's seeing the right impedance, and it transmits okay, and I don't have a problem with it, but... it's probably either too long or too short.
All right. Well, we got to get to where we can get some time and get over there and get my rig expert on it and see what it says.
Well, last time I talked to Phil, he said, y'all had been up to Bob's ND7J's place and looked at his setup. And I told him, I said, well, y'all don't have anything else to do. You're out riding around, come over to the house and I'll show you mine if you're interested. And I sent him some pictures of my tower and base and the way I got it set up. Kind of similar to what he wanted to do. But he sent me a text back and talked to me
bit about my setup, but anytime I can be of assistance, let me know. I'd be happy to head that way if I can.
Saturday the 25th, I'm going to have a little antenna party up here. And I'm going to see if I can't get some folks that really know what they're doing, such as you, to come by the house, let you see the setup, and see what I got going, and maybe we can actually tune this thing and get it resonant, get it right.
We'll do what we can. Don't know that we'll be able to, but I have had one situation. I put a fella ham's antenna up at least six or eight times, and he's just in a weird RF spot. We can't seem to get that antenna straightened out, so we're going to go a different route. But like I said, we've changed that antenna, raised it and lowered it and twisted it and turned it and all kinds of crazy stuff, and it's still not right. But we'll figure it out eventually. But he's got a lot of power lines and stuff that's real close to his antenna. And I think that's part of the problem, and we can't get high enough to get above them. And we can't get far enough away from them to suit me. And that's just the way it is. That's his location, though.
Yep. Well, have you got your cell phone handy?
Anything in over there where you sent me three or four text messages?
By, take a peek at those real quick. See what you think.
It may take me a minute because I'm mobile. I'd find me a wide spot to pull over. But I'll reach down and see what's going on with that. I heard Kevin in there a while ago, KN4UBG. Hello, Kevin. And that other gentleman that was talking to Tom, I never did get his name, and I don't remember his call. But anyway, I'm going to get up here and be on the side. I found me a wide spot, so I'm going to look at these pictures. KN4DOS mobile.
4UBG, KN4VWA. Are you there, Kevin? Alright, well now, you think you're gonna make it to the meeting tonight?
I don't see why I can't eat my life, so I'm gonna call for that tire, so. It'll only take me about 10 minutes to change that tire up.
Hey, well, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be at the McDonald's right out there in front of the hospital at 6:15. I'll be there at 6:15. So if you can make it, I'm going to get in there and get me a little something to choke on and then head on over to the meeting. So I hope I'll see you there.
Just hoping to see you up in there. I'm going to try my best to make it, because I'm right here rolling about 70 down 85. And I'm headed to the D47 to drop my partner off and head back to the house and change that tire.
You're after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you said after 7 o'clock, that's it.
After 7 o'clock, those doors downstairs lock. So you've got my cell phone number, right?
I got your number.
A little bit after 7 o'clock getting in there. How about going ahead and come on, just text me, and then I'll come down and open up for you so you can get in.
Is KI4DOS going to that?
Pulled over to look at some pictures I just sent him, so we'll ask him in a minute.
Yes.
Go with the Greenville meeting tonight.
Steve, I've got to go in here, and I've been out to the store, and I got to haul these groceries in, and then my wife's going to fix supper, and I don't know what time we'll get through with that, but probably won't make it, and that base looks real nice. The hinged part, the actual plate steel, have you got some bolts to bolt that down on the other side?
What I'm going to do is I have made arrangements for to drill the top. See, what it is two pieces of 5/8 inch plate steel. The top plate, when it folds back down to support the tower against the bottom plate, I'm going to drill a hole through the top one and then thread the bottom plate so that it'll have four bolts holding the top plate down to the bottom plate.
Yes, I just see the top plate. I don't see the bottom plate. You've got the extensions up to where you bolted onto the legs of the tower. It looks like you cut that bottom section in half or something, or you had a short section or something. That's just what I'm what I think I'm seeing, but looks like it'll work.
Tom came by the house this evening to borrow a tool, and he just laughed at me.
Well, that's the way Tom is sometimes. But I'll let you get back to back over there with Kevin. I'm gonna start hauling this stuff in that I've been out picking up, and see if my wife won't get me some supper here. Maybe it's going on 5 now. Maybe get ready about 6 or so. I might make the meeting, but don't look like it right now.
Roger. Okay. Well, if you can make it over, I'd love to see you over there, and maybe I can show you some better detailed pictures if you make it. So, well, 73's, go get you some supper, and I will talk to you later, bud. KI4DOS, 73's, KN4VWA. Kevin, you still there?
KI4, about to get this little transit van, a little Ford transit van in the rear end. He just cut me off right here from the QD. So I'm headed on down the road now. Headed down to 417 down here, cut across 417 back into Fountain Inn over there.
All right, well, good enough. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get my self fixed up a little bit to where I don't look too bad going in over there. I ain't going to do a whole lot, but I'll try to see you over there, bud. KN4VWA. Just text me. Get in there after 7. Clear?
Yeah, I sure will, man. Well, you be safe on the wheel getting there. And if I get there a little early, I'll text you and see if you still at the Mickey D's. But if not, I'll just meet you at the building. But I say 73's. I'm passing the, I think it's the Barn Yard right here. Yeah, you lot, 101. Head down the road. I'll see you in a little bit. KN4 UBG. I'll be murdered.
U1JE attempting to go mobile.
UBG, go ahead. Got a copy on you.
Hear ya, but you're real scratchy, but I can hear ya. I'm just now leaving the plant, dodging the big trucks in here with their trailers as they come in for their drop-off and pickup. Why they do it this late in the day, I don't know. I still think it's the end of the month for us when this early in the month. But I am now mobile on the road.
Well, I'm good on this end, man. I'm out and clear on this end. I don't know anything as far as I got. But, I might sound a little better now. I'm out between most of them buildings back there, so I don't know. I think my antenna needs to be raised up a little bit higher.
Real strong into the repeater. It sounds like there's background noise, like a window is open, and you might be your mic might be a little on the hot side because there's a little bit of fuzz with it.
I mean, when you get up here and it starts sounding like this,
it's not that bad, but it sounds like you're overmodulating your microphone.
It's my deep voice, man. I got a real deep voice, and I have to put this thing almost up here in the window to talk in it. And I don't know, this truck has got a fiberglass back cab in it because it's a van body style made for a box truck. And, but it's got a, like a service bed, flat service bed thing on the back of it. It's a flat bed with toolboxes all over it. And it picks up that road noise through the back of the cab for some reason. I tried to turn the microphone down, but it still does the same thing.
It's going to sound really weird because it worked for me one time. I had an exhaust system that was really loud, and I was on the chicken band, and all they were hearing was my exhaust. So somebody said, talk to the back of the microphone. Put the microphone speaker at the windshield and try talking into it then. And sounded better. It's still need improvement, but it sounded a whole lot better.
That's the microphone. Turn around, Mike.
Ben, try it again. The background noise dropped off, but you're still, your voice has still got your microphone.
Well, that's with the microphone sitting on top of the steering wheel. About 2 foot away from me right there in the turned around bumper. As long as somebody don't tell me to turn my radio up on inside, I'll be all right.
Actually, I have a better sound quality. To be honest with you, I understand what you were saying. You got it on the steering wheel with the windshield, and that came through really good.
Well, I might need to try to turn that mic gain down again on the radio. I got to go back in there and find it. It took me about 10 minutes the last time to find it because I don't know where my book is, this thing.
I've been there too. I'm trying to make a change on the radio. I screwed it all up. I had to go dig out the owner's manual in order to get it straightened out. It was pretty bad. I can't remember what I was doing. I think I had the Roger beep turned on this. And it was one of those things where I'm not talking on the radio until I get rid of it.
I'm a walkie-talkie. I got a bowel thing or whatever you call it. And I did that on it. And everybody kept telling me I got a beep at the end. I'm like, okay, well, I gotta fix this. Well, I never could find the owner's manual of that thing. About 3 days later, I figured out how to turn that Roger beep off.
Here's my owner's manual with me now. I don't have my Bowfang anymore. I have my Bowfang still, but I don't have the book. I did get the manual and download it on my computer, but it doesn't do me good when I'm, you know, sitting somewhere talking to somebody, hit the wrong button. But it's pretty simple when it's menu driven. I try not to mess with the stuff I don't understand.
That's me. I don't mess with too much because one of my radios, when I first bought them, we had them set up for like hunting or whatever, and they didn't hit no repeaters or they didn't mess with no frequencies that anybody uses. Well, I got in there one day and turned around and was trying to figure out how to turn the power up a little bit. It's got two watts or five watts. Well, I accidentally hit the master reset button and took everything out of the radio. So now the only thing I can use it for is to use it as, you know, ham radio.
Been there, done that. In fact, the radio I'm talking on, I kind of sort of messed up, so I went ahead instead of hitting the reset and clear, and I got rid of all my channels, got rid of all the frequencies. I was like, oh, man, now I got to start all over. But that's when I was a little more heavier into talking on the radio on a regular basis. Now I'm on at 15 minutes in the morning, probably 20 tonight because I'm in traffic. But at home I got my Bowfang, but the antenna picks up this repeater, but I can't reach it. It's all static, so I got to get me a better antenna, you know, around the house so I can at least, you know, try and check in the nets on, in the evening.
On the Wednesday night swap net, there's a guy on there that has some J-balls for 2 meters, and you might want to get you one of those J-balls and put it outside, run you a piece of wire in, that way you can use the ball thing in the house.
What it is, I have a old Yagi antenna that's sitting on top of my storage shed. For a while there, I went out on the the shed and did my ham radio out there, and so I put it up on the roof. I just haven't gone out there and got it, and actually there's a tree growing around it. That's how long it's been. So I got to get out there and get that. But it runs a huge cable on it. I've got that LMR 400, the low loss stuff. I was using it on my 20 meters. And I had plenty of cable left over, so I cut me a length off. And I think I hit it pretty close to the wavelength I needed, because I had no issue hitting the repeater backwards at 5 watts with my handheld.
Yeah, the LMR 400 is some pretty good coax. I have a 500-foot roll sitting at home right now waiting on me to get my tower put up so I can hook up everything on the tower with.
Going back towards you, this transmission, the last one, kind of went back to a lot of background noise again.
Going down across the bridge, and just one of them, I get a hole. Well, about 3 or 4 holes, I was trying to dodge one of them, caught 4 more.
Just making note, yeah, I got lucky where I'm living at. I didn't realize it, but I am nearly at the top of the hill, and when I climbed up on my roof, when I looked to the south, there is nothing between me and space. There is not another hill in the way. So I set up my small 20-meter antenna that I could rotate around to face in the southerly direction, and then I put up put up another 20-meter, strung it from my roof all the way to the back of my property through a tree, and that went east and west. And it actually did pretty good. I just had to remember what antenna I was on when I was trying to talk to somebody.
Well, I'm on me one of the Astron remote switch boxes. It's got the 8 on there, and that's what I'm going to have on the tower. I got it mounted on the side of the house right now with all the antennas going to it, doing some experimenting with 80 and a 40. I got to rebuild the coax on the 40. Because the coax I had on there before got used to 11 meters, you know, CB band. And I think I've either burned it up or broke it one. Because sometimes it works perfect and sometimes it don't. I'm going to have to do something different without it.
I lived in California. I moved out here 15 years ago. But, what happens was is that I put a tower up in my neighborhood, which at the time the neighbors weren't really happy about it at all. They said, and I grew it. I tried my best to grow it and taking a vacation day, like on Monday morning, get out there and raise it. Of course, my now ex-wife hated it, but she just, too bad. Anyway, that's why she's an ex-wife. But anyway, I got it up in the air and I put an antenna on it and did not hook it up. And I had a police department knocking on my door saying that neighbors were complaining about my antenna interfering with their television. I walked the police officer out there and says, "It's not hooked up, sir. It's not going to bother anybody. They just want it down because they think it takes away from the neighborhood." I put it up. It looked really nice. It was a Rode 25G. I only went 40 feet, didn't guy it off, put the base in the ground in a 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot, you know, square yard of concrete, which was technically overkill, but I didn't want to guy wire it because I'm not a real guy wire kind of guy. I understand that it's needed on a real tall antenna, but for what I was using it for, I was okay. And I checked with the county too that I could legally put one up as long as my insurance would cover the antenna falling over hitting somebody. County and couldn't do anything about it. They weren't happy with me, but as you can see, I no longer live in California. Thank you very much. I'll never go back to that country.
Here, the rules and regulations and laws are pretty stout out here on things, you know. I don't know. I probably would never be in California, you know, unless I go out there on vacation. That'd be the only time I'd ever go. I don't know. I like it down here, man. I'm originally from West Virginia and moved down here 3 months into 99 and been here ever since. I hadn't been home in about 15 years. I don't know, I enjoy it here, man. You know, like we don't have really bad winters or nothing like that compared to we do up there, you know, and we don't really have a really terrible summer here. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get up about 100, 115, you know, but not very often. So, I mean, I kind of love it. KN4, UBG.
Juliet Echo for ID. Yeah, that's the one thing people end up going out to California. They see the weather, they see the coast, they gotta move, and well, that's what's happening. And they just keep going. When we did a search to leave California, South Carolina, we did a weather check, and it almost tracks, except for some humidity. For the most part, the weather here almost, it's close to California. You know, you don't get that onshore, you know, evening, that breeze and all that good stuff, but there are times I'll wake up in the morning, it'll be overcast, it'll be just like the beach at my grandma's house. I walk outside to go to work, and I go, wow, it would feel like California. I was going to see grandma.
Yesterday here, I mean, it was pretty cool, you know, and yesterday afternoon turned out to be pretty good, and last night turned out to be, you know, it turned off a little cooler last night, but I mean, it wasn't nothing, you know, really terrible up until this morning, but we really still ain't seen some of the cold yet, you know. I feel like it's going to, you know, we can get back down in the 20s again before long, but good thing is about it, it don't stay there. That's a good thing.
Definitely true. Definitely true. Yeah, it was, let's see, the second weekend in December, I've been trying to paint a piece of equipment, and it was such a nice day out on a Sunday afternoon. I have a temperature gauge that measures the outside weather, the temperature, and I hooked up and it was 75 degrees. I went outside, it was perfect spray painting conditions. Went out, hung it up, and sprayed it. It was, turned out really nice. Do that right in the middle of December, I love it.
That's some good weather, man. When I moved down here 3 months into 99, we went home, and went up there for a little bit there, I guess it was right there about the, right there in December around Christmas time, and we got up there, we went through the first tunnel on 77 going into Virginia, and, it got a little cool. Well, we went through the second tunnel coming out in West Virginia right there in Bluefield, and, just as we was getting on 460, right there, man, that was a foot of snow. I'm like, whoa, that's weird. And the temperature, was like 24, 25 degrees. And the closer we got to home, the colder it got. I think it got down like 18 degrees by the time we made it to, where I used to live. And that was probably a foot and a half of snow by the time we got there.
Never really was much for snow. But out here, it's not so bad. It's the ice storms that kind of bother me. You kind of get stuck wherever you're at. And but weather-wise, what got me was going to Florida in the summertime. And I was down in the Miami area. And a friend of mine lived in the same apartment complex. I called him up one morning, sunny out. Hey, you want to go play? He goes, what do you mean go out and play? It's pouring down rain. And that's when I found out you could stick your hand out the window, one window, and be drenched wet, and the other stick your hand out the passenger window, and it's completely dry. It just surprised the heck out of me on that weather. And that was something that I asked my mom about, she says it happens all the time. That's why there's humidity. And that's when I learned about that as a kid in Florida. I was like 9 years old at the time. Because in California, when it rained, no matter where you went, it rained everywhere. It wasn't raining at my neighbor's house and sunny at mine. I never saw that as a kid growing up.
Well, that's kind of what I was used to back home. I mean, when it rained a little bit everywhere. Yeah, moved down here. I mean, I left the house in Gray Court to go to Simpsonville. By the time you get to Simpsonville, it wouldn't even be raining in Simpsonville. I'm like, well, this is weird. And, kind of got used to that weather. That was some of the good, the better days, I guess, what you call it.
I called my wife's sister came out to visit, and I picked her up in Atlanta because I was working out there, and it just so happened I was there the day she landed, and so she came in, and actually she was flying into Greenville, and I told her I could pick her up in Atlanta because she had like an hour and a half layover, and so I picked her up, and she was shocked. She couldn't believe we drove through three separate rain showers, and one of them was a literal downpour. I mean, it was there. And then it was gone, and she goes, is it like this all the time? That's the weather out here. Wait 5 minutes, and it changes. They used to say that in California, but no, California weather doesn't change. It either stays where it's at and slowly moves, but rarely does it change within 5 minutes.
Like here, like for hunting season and all, it starts September the 15th, bow season. And, sometimes it gets a little cool, during some of the morning hours, and it makes it really good to hunt, and when it warms up during the day while you're sitting out there freezing to death, you actually got, you got heat coming up. That's one reason I like it here, because, I went on to West Virginia, and you leave at 19 degrees in the morning, and you might make it to 28 by, the afternoon. And here, I love the weather here. So I guess I'm here to stay, I guess. Because my wife, she ain't gonna go nowhere, She was born and raised around here. She was born here and they moved to Michigan. And and stayed a little while in Michigan, and they moved to Louisiana, and then they moved back to here. And I guess I'm here until death do it for it, I guess.
Okay, I might move a little further into the mountains, but I'm not leaving the area. Anyway, I'm here at home, I'm in the driveway, and I know dinner's ready for me, so I'm going to be clear on your final. This is Whiskey One, Juliet Echo.
Echo, well, you have a good one out that way, man, and nice talking to you. I've enjoyed it. So, you have a good one. Have a, you know, good dinner, and yeah, we'll catch you the next go around. KN Boring, UBG, and I'll be sitting back monitoring.
W1RAR.
W1RAR. AN4BWA. Go ahead.
Keep going.
I'm trying to get a blasted text sent to my computer, and it ain't cooperating.
Is it? We got our antenna, and we got it up a little bit. Got it up about 10 feet off the ground.
Sounding pretty good there, bud. When did you get it up there?
On this, we ran off the T-Hook. Then we got up there up yesterday.
Okay, it sounds pretty good. So now, when you going to get you a real nice base station and start doing HF and 2 meter 440 and start talking to the world?
We got the Comet today. Right now, it's about 10 feet off the ground. And I got a 857D that I could use for HF. You got HF capability now where we could maybe go to a band and just check it?
I can't. I'm trying to get myself squared away where I can head out for that meeting tonight over in Greenville. You going to the meeting?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm a good-looking, bald-headed fella, about 64, and I'm 6'4", so that ought to be a pretty good description. You'll spot me pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm out there.
I live all the way up at Inman, and I got to stop and get me a little something to eat because I'm having to leave before Mama gets home. So I'll probably leave here in about the next, probably the next 30 minutes anyhow. Get over there by about 6:20 so I can grab something to eat over at McDonald's and then head on over.
Grove Road, correct?
That's it. I'm hoping to be in that McDonald's by about, 6 or 6:15, which means I got to get myself off of here and get on the road here in a few minutes. Now, I'll be on the radio in my truck here in just a little bit.
I'm going to do the same thing. We'll go clean up a little bit, try to look presentable. All right. We'll talk to you later, 73s. W1AR.
W1AR. Man, I'd have fouled that up. Give me your call sign one more time.
1 Romeo Alpha Romeo.
Yo, I know that just as soon as I'm sitting here. W1ARAR. This is KN4VWA. I'll see you at the meeting or at McDonald's, and I'll have a call sign badge on, so I'll see you there. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, clear also.